In the words of the introit, the choir sang, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I have cried to thee all day." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The memories of September the 11th, 2001, together with the current sad news from Afghanistan and the continuing concerns about possible future lockdowns and vaccinations, all these are a growing concern to so many people. And we Catholics, we should ask, where are we going? Are we perhaps heading towards general persecution or even the end of the world? And even more importantly, we should ask, what must we do in this current situation of ours? And the answer, what we shall do, we will find in the message of Our Lady of Fatima. Things are somewhat similar than after the Second World War. That time was darkened by the bitter memories of the atrocities of the war, the arrival of a new war in Vietnam, and the growing threat of communism, as well as for Catholics, the attempt to destroy the faith by the Second Vatican Council. For Catholics of that time, which some of you yourself went through, how to adjust themselves in this new environment, there were generally two types of lines of action. The first was so-called Red Scare, that Catholics should join anti-communist societies like John Birch Society and support patriotism, which essentially meant vote Republican. This line later on developed into different movements on separate decades: Reaganism, the Tea Party, and the Make America Great Again movement. All these are essentially the continuation of this line: be conservative and vote Republican. But there was also another kind of action to take, and that was to listen to the directions of Our Lady of Fatima, how to work. This course of action in this country, it was started by Father Harold Colgan. Father Colgan was the pastor of St. Mary's in Plainfield, New Jersey, who in 1946 became so ill that he had to be hospitalized. Then on that year, 1946, on Sunday, December the 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Father Colgan prayed for his life and promised that if his life would be spared, he would dedicate it, the life in return, to spread devotion to Mary. And within a very short time, Father Colgan was back at his St. Mary's Church, fulfilling his duties as the pastor. He then happened to read a magazine which told the story and message of Our Lady of Fatima. And he was amazed when he read of the promise that persecutions would be ending in Russia. Father Colgan then started to preach to his parishioners that he wanted to start a blue army of Our Lady of Fatima. This new group would be a spiritual force against the atheistic policies of the Soviet Union and their Red Army. The members of the Blue Army, they pledged to make a morning offering, pray the rosary daily, wear the scapular as a sign of consecration to Mary's Immaculate Heart, and also make the first five Saturdays. The pledge of Blue Army quickly started to spread from parish to parish, first in New Jersey and then in the surrounding states. The parishioners who took the Blue Army pledge, they were encouraged to wear blue ribbons or blue clothing as a reminder of this dedication to Our Lady. At that time, the appearance and messages of Our Lady at Fatima in Portugal in 1917, they were not so well known in the United States. But it was thanks of the Blue Army and its Fatima cell study and lecture program that the message started to get out. Many Catholics, they were astonished. They had never heard anyone, including their pastors or bishops, to speak about these things. What was the message of 5 first Saturdays then? In December 1925, Lucia, who was the last of the surviving children of Fatima and who was then a postulant sister in the Dorothean convent in Spain, she had a vision where Our Lady appeared to her together with the child Jesus, and Mary spoke, "Behold, my daughter, my heart encircled with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Give me consolation and make this known on my behalf. I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all who on the first Saturday of 5 consecutive months confess their sins, receive Holy Communion, recite 5 decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the purpose of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart." To gain approval for this devotion, Sister Lucia in 1930 wrote a letter to Pope Pius XI asking for the approval of this reparatory devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She wrote that by means of this little devotion, Jesus and Mary wish to grant forgiveness to those souls who were offending the Immaculate Heart, and that Our Lady promised the souls who do this act of reparation to assist them at the hour of their death with all the graces necessary for their salvation. And Lucia also addressed the threat of communism, that Jesus had promised to put an end to the persecution in Russia if the Holy Father would make a solemn and public act of reparation. The Pope would need to consecrate Russia to the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary and order all the bishops of the world to do the same. He would also need to approve and recommend the reparatory practice of 5 first Saturdays. Unfortunately, with the exception of the Blue Army, the warnings of Our Lady, they went largely unheeded. The popes ignored it, and only in September 1939, Bishop José da Silva of Leiria, Portugal, gave official approval to the devotion. But the general feelings among the church hierarchy of the late 1800s and the early 1900s, they were oftentimes much more concerned about keeping up good relations with the secular governments than exhorting Catholics to make acts of reparation. For example, the French bishops rallied themselves very much for the French Republic, and they rejected the powerful and reparatory Holy Face devotion, as well as the message of Our Lady of La Salette. And unfortunately, these bishops were largely successful in making the laity reject these messages of reparation too. So by the time of the Second Vatican Council, there was little of the Catholic faith anymore to be destroyed in France. Pius XI even condemned the lay movement L'Action Française, which had pledged to defend the monarchy destroyed by the revolution, and pledged to support the Church, which had been rejected by the Republic. Similarly, in Mexico, where the Cristeros started a crusade against the persecuting Masons and Communists of the government, the Catholic bishops, with the permission of Pius XI, they either condemned the rebellion or stayed quiet. And again in Spain, when the bloody persecution by the Communists sought to destroy both the monarchy and the whole faith from the country, Pius XI again did not support those who fought against the enemies of God. So by the time the 1960s arrived, many Catholics who would soon, thanks to Fatima, Blue Army of Fatima, become traditional Catholics, they realized that the loss of faith and also the bloodsheddings around the world and the spread of communism, they must be a divine punishment because the world had neglected the message of Fatima. And we cannot forget or neglect the message of Fatima today. The threat of communism, it's not anymore a threat, really, but reality. And it's not anymore a foreign threat, but it's domestic. Even though America was never a Catholic country, the founding fathers and the leaders immediately afterwards, they generally respected the natural law and morals based on the Ten Commandments, and they protected the rights of the Catholic Church against fanatics. But those days, they are over now. Last year, the revolutionaries were the one who gained the victory. True, it might have been cheap to win, but it was a win nevertheless. So it should be clear that the road of conservatism has gone to an end. After all the decades of McCarthyism, John Birchism, Reagan, Bush, and Trump, this is where we have ended up. The revolution has won today. And the only way to fight this revolution is the message of Fatima. Acts of politics have failed. Now it's time of reparation. And only reparation is the true way to save our country. So the five first Saturdays of reparation, which Devotion Bishop Da Silva approved, it consists in going to confession, receiving communion, reciting five decades of the rosary, and meditating 15 minutes on the mysteries of the rosary on the first Saturday of five consecutive months. The confession may be made during the 8 days, either preceding or following the first Saturday of each month. And if one is not able to go to communion on first Saturday, he can receive it on Sunday, the Sunday following, if he makes the intention of making his first Saturdays on Sunday. All these and other acts of devotion to Our Lady we need to do with the intention of offering reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary for all the offenses committed against her. In the words of Our Lady to little Jacinta, so many, many souls, they will perish because there is no one to pray and sacrifice for them. The best works for our country are the acts of reparation. The only means of stopping the communist revolution is to respond to the gentle but urgent pleas of our loving mother at Fatima. Every Catholic should, on these dangerous times, take seriously and lovingly the devotion of the five first Saturdays and practice it fervently and in the spirit of reparation. For Our Lady has assured us that she will obtain the graces of salvation for all those who observe them, and that in the end, truly, her immaculate heart will triumph. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.